From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Card spending, it's up a little bit, but what are we getting for it's the question, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, that is true, that is true. Yep, we got data on spending yesterday. Facts are always good, aren't they, Mike? I like facts, because particularly in this modern world of sound bites and sort of social media statements, facts are good. So we've had a lot of evidence of sort of weak sentiment, but actual activity has tended to paint a more robust picture than implied by the sentiment survey. So Stats New Zealand released electronic card transactions data yesterday for the month of April 23. So that looks at all debit, credit and charge card transactions. And card spending has been quite resilient. And the numbers revealed that retail card spending rose 0.7% in April, so that's a seasonally adjusted number. Core spending rose a little bit more, 0.8%, and that 0.7 for retail card spending was the same as it was, the same rise that we saw in the month of March, so stable. And leading the charge was a good lift in consumables and the durables group. But if you look at the detail, if you go down to sort of second, you know, the second iteration of the data, and there could be some, there could be a trend developing. I don't think we can call it yet, but there could be, because all other categories fell. So if you're looking at retail sales, so that's sort of retail sales I was talking about. If you look at total card spending, which brings in all the other categories, that was weaker than the previous month, if you're looking at the year-on-year comparison. So what we're seeing is strength in durables and groceries offsetting a reduction in spending on services, things like hospitality. So, as I said, while at the headline the number looks robust, you've got to note that retail prices have been lifting, so we're really just spending more to get the same amount of stuff. So prices are going up, so you have to spend more because there's a higher price. Yeah. Exactly. If you look at the overall picture, there are quite a few pockets of weakness. Services spending fell, hospitality spending fell, apparel spending fell, and it's possible, I think, and there is there's a little bit of guesswork here, but the strength you're seeing in the durables goods could have been boosted by the replacement of items damaged or lost in the recent weather events. So it's not really going to be persistent. So no evidence of a trend yet, Mike, but you can say that there are some points of interest in there.
Very interesting, and the government, of course, losing out as well, so their tax takes down, which is ironic given what was happening in Australia last night.
Yeah, absolutely. So, look, we've got the budget next week. Now, it's an important one. There's more focus on this for two key reasons. Obviously, it's an election year, so do we see sort of baubles and election sweetness? And, of course, my bugbear, we've got the current account deficit in the background, which has blown out. And for the first time in a long time, concern over a credit rating is at a time when we're borrowing more than ever. So if we look at the government accounts for the 9 months to the end of March 2023, as I say, released yesterday, you can see clear evidence here of a slowing economy. It's right in front of you. The operating balance, so that's revenue versus expensing, so it's not sullied by movement in asset prices. That's like your bank account. $3.4 billion deficit for 9 months. Can I say that again? $3.4 billion deficit for 9 months. $2.5 billion lower than forecast. Now, obviously, government accounts are complex, but looking at the books at a very high level, core Crown tax revenue, $2.3 billion below forecast. Why? Because corporate tax revenue is down $900 million. It's down 6.4%. Corporate profits are reduced, so the tax, corporate profits are reducing, so the tax they owe goes down. Less activity, margins being squeezed, GST revenue, you spend, government gets some of that. That's $800 million below forecast. Economy tracking, weaker than expected. Individuals, tax revenue, $600 million below forecast. So that's terminal tax, provisional tax, weaker than forecast as well, Mike. Also, and I think you pointed this out a few minutes ago, there's a $1.2 billion shortfall from the emission trading scheme, and that's a whole topic in itself, because the government sells carbon units. They didn't sell any at one of the auctions. So I think, Mike, it's entirely possible that the operating balance by the end of the year we could see a $4 billion deficit. If we see these trends continue in the shortfall in the tax revenue, this will absolutely be constraining decisions about what they do in the budget.
Could not agree more. What are the numbers?
Okay, so the Dow Jones is it's sort of bouncing around, actually not moving a lot. It's up 8 points of looking now, 33,625. I'll call that flat. The S&P 500 is down about 0.2%, 4129, and the NASDAQ down 0.4%, 12,206. The FTSE 100 lost 14 points overnight, closing at 7764. The Nikkei was up 1%, 29,242. Shanghai Composite lost 1.1%, 3357. In Australasia, the ASX 200 lost 12 points yesterday, 0.17%, 7,264, and then 650 lost 0.44%. That's 53 points, 11,889. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.6331 against the US, 0.9364 Aussie, 0.5776 euro, 0.5016 against the pound, 85.58 Japanese yen. Gold, very strong, $2,035. That's up another $4. Brent crude, stable, $77.15.
All right, mate, you have a good one. Catch up soon. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.